All right. We're in Job chapter 40, book of Job. Job chapter 40. At alam natin na ang book of Job ay malaking dialogue. This big book of Job is basically a book of dialogues. Very short, two chapters is the introduction, and a half of a chapter will be the conclusion. Those are the prose section. Pag sinabing prose, ibig sabihin kasulatan na regular, walang creativity. Hindi katulad ng tula. Regular speech, prose. So chapter 1 and 2, chapter 42, verse 17 on down, those are prose. However, in the middle of all that is the book of Job. It's poetic, and that will be dialogues. So, nagsalita si Job, nag-respond yung kanyang tatlong kaibigan, at sa bawat response nila, nag-reply rin si Job. Tapos, tatlong beses nangyari yung cycle na yan. Of course, one of his friends hindi na sumagot, pero nagpatuloy pa rin si Job. He gave his final defense. At pagkatapos ni Job, nagsalita yung isang kaibigan na hindi natin nakilala hanggang chapter 32. That would be Elihu or Elihu. Now, Elihu gave his speech and Job did not reply to Elihu. So, parang Job knew Elihu was saying some right things and instead of refuting him, he just forbear him. Since probably Elihu was closer to the truth than the other friends, although Elihu also spoke words without knowledge, just like Job, just like his three friends, words without knowledge. Nobody knew what was going on in total complete knowledge except the Lord and the devil. And the devil, he was wrong. He said, if you take away all these things, Job will curse you. Well, Job didn't curse the Lord, so the devil was proven wrong. But in the middle of Job's testings and suffering, Job began to assert that he was righteous and godly and that he didn't deserve to the treatment that he got from the Lord. And truthfully, Job definitely on the external is sinless. He escheweth evil, he fear the Lord. Compare him to the average person, he is a very godly man. But even the godliest men are men still at best. Meaning to say, inherent in Job's heart, latent in Job's heart is sin. So even in the best of men, there is still sin in hearts. And so God is exposing Job to this truth that Job, you are not in control of anything. And the best thing to do is to trust the Lord as you go through suffering. And so Job will learn that. We'll find it out here. Job's attitude is one of repentance. So ang kagandahan ng book of Job, makikita natin sa chapter 40, yung response ni Job. Tandaan natin, yung tatlo niyang kaibigan, nagsabi sila ng mga kasabihan, hindi tinanggap ni Job yung kanilang thesis. Na Job, kaya ka pinalo ng Diyos kasi nasa loob ka ng kasalanan. Mali ho yun. That's wrong. And Job did not receive that. And so he replied against them. Whereas when God spoke, and we will see this here tonight, Job had nothing to say. And he was totally, totally repentant. And so this will be a great case study kung ano ang repentance. So this has some bearings on the what is repentance. And I hope as we examine this, we'll see. And when we deal with people, we're looking for these things, especially when we're examining them in the area of repentance. And so let's look at Job chapter 40, verse number 1 hanggang 5. Yun lang, limang verses lang muna tayo tonight. just the first five verses. So let's go ahead and read Job chapter 40 verses 1 to 5. And then we'll open in prayer and then we'll look into our study, all right? So basahin muna natin Job chapter 40 verse 1 to 5 together. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, "Shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it." Then Job answered the Lord and said, "Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further." Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, when we look into the scriptures, Lord, tonight, and consider your great work over in nature, Lord, over in the heavens, over in the host of the heavens, Lord, in the depths, Lord, of the sea, and even into the depths of Sheol. And when we consider our consciences, our hearts, Lord, even in the depths of our hearts, we have no control over anything, Lord, but we can trust in you and we can know that you are in charge and you know exactly what you're doing, and we dare not contend with you, Lord. I pray, Father, that we would examine these scriptures. It would speak to our hearts, make sense, Lord, what repentance really looks like, and that we can make application to in our lives and the lives of others as we deal with them concerning repentance. We love you, Lord. We ask your blessing upon us now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, so verses 1 and 2 is the Lord reproves Job. So, kumbaga, challenge ni Lord si Job based upon what he said in chapter 38 na binasa na natin ng kabuuan at naunawaan natin yung gawa ng Diyos sa langit, sa kalangitan, sa mga ulap, sa ulan, yung gawa ng Diyos sa mga outer space, sa sun, stars, and moon, yung kung paano niya hinahawak yung buong daigdig sa kanyang kamay na wala naman tayong lalagyan. We're just simply out here. The only thing holding us up as a world, as an earth, is really the power of God. You know, and I know scientists will say it's the magnetic field or whatever. there would not be a magnetic field if God didn't say so. Okay, so we all things consist by the word of His power. And then we saw how we visited the ocean and the depths and Sheol. And we go into the heart of man. And we see that God is in control of all this. His providence. Okay? Providence. Yun ang important word na kailangan maalala natin. Hindi lang siya manlilikha. He is also the sustainer. The provider. So, hindi lang tayo nilikha tapos iniwan. All right. God didn't just create everything and then left everything to just fend for themselves. No, God has a purpose and a plan. And He is working His plan and will be working His plan all the way through, regardless of saints and regardless of sinners and regardless of Satan. So regardless of anything, God's working His will and way. So if God has a will and way, mas mainam, we learn what is God's will. Para hindi lang tayo nandito sa daigdig, kundi alam natin yung purpose and plan ng Panginoon at sasali tayo doon. Okay? So hindi lang tayo basta-basta nag-church kasi wala tayong alam na gagawin, kundi yung pag-church natin, inaalay natin yan sa Diyos. Binibigyan natin time yung salita ng Diyos para matuklasan natin yung kalooban ng Diyos, para ma-involve tayo doon. Para pag-report natin sa Panginoon, "Lord, hindi ko inaksaya ang buhay ko. I served you according to your word in the church." Oh, yun. Yun, that will be a wonderful meeting. Pag nakita natin si Jesus Christ, sasabihin niya sa atin, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." So yun lang ang requirement niya. Good, faithful servant. Hindi flashy, talented, missionary. Oh, hindi yun ang requirement ng Panginoon. Rich, wealthy, Sunday school teacher. No, none of that, you see. Good, faithful. Now, question. Sino sa atin ang hindi pwedeng maging good at hindi kayang maging good at hindi kayang maging faithful? Sino sa atin ang hindi pwedeng ganon? Hindi natin maabot yung standard ni Lord. No, every one of us, if you're born again, if you're saved, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can be good and faithful and His servant. So, tingnan mo yung requirement ng Panginoon. Napaka-husay. Everybody that's born again and saved can be a good servant, faithful servant of the Lord. All right. So let's look at, let's see here, Job chapter 40. The Lord reproves Job. So notice sa verse 1, kung compare mo yung verse 1 sa 38, nagsalita siya from the whirlwind. Diba? 38 verse 1, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. So that mighty powerful wind. But here in verse number, chapter 40, verse 1, there is no whirlwind. The Lord just simply speaks. And so, katulad dito ng 1 Kings chapter 19, you remember when the Lord had fire and storm and wind, and then after all that, He spoke in a still, small voice. And that's what we have here, that still, small voice. The Lord's first question is given with disdain. So, tingnan mo yung unang tanong ng Panginoon kay Job matapos na siya magbigay ng first speech niya patungkol sa nature and some animals. Look at his question. Shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? Job, ikaw ba na nakikilaban sa iyong Creator? Ikaw rin ba ang kanyang magiging instructor? Does God have to adjust His providence to follow our advice? Kailangan ba? Sino bang tumatakbo sa mundo natin? Who is in charge? God. So si God ba, sino sa atin ang qualified na sabihin sa Diyos kung paano niya dapat patakbuhin ang mundo? Anybody? I don't think so. Nobody is qualified to instruct the Lord. You know what? God does not need an instructor. God doesn't need an instructor. Now, go to Romans chapter 11, verse 34. Romans chapter 11, verse 34. Paul picks up on this. Romans 11:34, the Bible says, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor?" So, sino ang nag-counsel sa Panginoon? Lord, ganito ang gagawin mo sa mundo, ha? Pag ginawa mo ako, gusto ko ganito. Customize mo ako. So, no. No one is qualified to tell God anything and to instruct them on how to... If God is the creator and He is the sustainer and He is the provider, He doesn't need you and me telling Him how to run the world, how to run anything. Look at Isaiah chapter 40. So saan nakuha ni Paul yung tanong na yan? He got it from Isaiah 40. So go to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being His counselor, hath taught Him? With whom took He counsel, and who instructed Him, and taught Him in the path of judgment, and taught Him knowledge, and showed to Him the way of understanding? So, what an oxymoron! What an unusual set of questions! Who advises God? Nobody. That's the answer. And of course, Isaiah gets that from Job, chapter 40. So there's your challenge there. Shall we or any one of us contend? Ibig sabihin ng contend, to dispute or to disagree with the Almighty. No? Baka, yung iba, naisip natin, Lord, ba't mo ako ginawang ganito? Sana, Lord, binigyan mo na lang ako ng tangkad. Sana, Lord, ginawa mo akong payat. Sana, Lord, mas maputi ako. Lord, maybe you should have made me darker. Right? Your people are never satisfied with how God made them. The whole LGBTQ movement is a repudiation of how God made them. God made you a man because God wanted you to be a man. God made you a woman. God wanted you to be a woman. You see? And when people are unthankful because of how God created them, you become his counselor. You go ahead and advise him. Go ahead. Now, can you explain anything in nature and anything in the animal world, Job? No, can't do that. So then why are you contending with the Almighty God? Instead of trusting in him. So when we contend with men, we should instruct them to do better. Nag-contend na ba kayo sa tao? Ano yung contend, Brother Bill? Contend yung nakipagsalitaan, nakipag-away, or baka iko-correct mo ang tao. Okay, now I'm a parent, I'm a father, and I have children. And, you know, children don't do things the way they're supposed to be done. What a surprise. What news flash? This is great. Kung alam ng bata ang dapat niyang gawin, edi hindi na niya kailangan ng magulang. Hello? And so, kapag kinorek ko yung bata, kung kailangan ko siyang gumawa ng tama, dapat hindi ko lang siya sasabihan, "Oy, tingnan mo, tamad." That does not help. Ngayon, kung gusto mong tulungan yung bata, ipakita mo ang dapat niyang gawin. Eto ah, eto, halika dito. Halika dito. Come here. Come here. This is what you do. Then you instruct and you show and then you test and then you evaluate. Tapos you inspect what you expect. Huh? So, this is how you clean your room. This is how you clean your bed. Now, I will try you tomorrow. Ngayon, hindi mo lang siya kinontend, pero kinorek mo rin, binigyan mo siya ng instruction para alam niya kung anong dapat niyang gawin. Tapos, hindi ka lang nagbigay ng bilin, i-inspect mo rin yan. Babalikan mo yan. Tomorrow, I will look again. Oh, hindi, wala ka palang natutunan. You didn't learn. Okay. So now you will do it again. Do it again. And again. And again. And again. Brother Bill, ganyan ba katigas ng ulo? Yes. Nobody gets it right the first time. And this is part of parenting and child raising. This is part of contending with men. You're contending with men. You don't just correct, but you instruct. Now, who's going to contend with God? You're going to correct God? Are you going to instruct God? It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. So, there's no way to contend with the Lord. It is not for us to instruct the Lord, nor contend with him, nor to reprove him, nor to answer him in defiance. It is for us to trust in him. It is for us to be thankful to him. It is for us to fear him and to keep his commandments. Tingnan mo Ecclesiastes 12:13. Ecclesiastes 12:13, part of the wisdom section of the Bible. Ecclesiastes, coming from King Solomon. This is a glorious old king of Israel, third king of Israel, really. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. The Bible says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, and this is the whole duty of man. So yan ang buong requirement. Fear God. Don't contend with God. Don't correct Him. Don't instruct Him. But fear Him. And so we find the responsibility there. Fear God. Keep His commandments. That's verbal preservation. The guarding, the observing, the watching over His commandments, verbal, written words. We're responsible not just to obey, but to shamar, keep it, observe and guard it. And so that's our responsibility. So now, let's look at Job's response. Tingnan natin yung response to Job sa verse 3. Job chapter 40, verse 3. Then Job answered the Lord and said, now notice what Job says. Behold, I am vile. I am vile. And what shall I answer thee? Anong sasabihin ko sa iyo, Lord? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. Once I have spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice. But I will proceed no further. So Job expressed no repentance nung hinamon siya ng tatlo niyang kaibigan. Siyempre, hinamon siya, nagsalita siya. Hinamon siya, nagsalita siya, hinamon siya, nagsalita siya. And his three friends, he refuted them. He rejected them. But when the Lord spoke, he said, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. Once I have spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. So there were times when Job answered back to God in defiance, in pride, in self-righteousness. Pero ngayon na na-expose talaga ng Diyos ang kanyang kawalan ng kakayahan at kawalan ng control ng lahat. Doon niya natuklasan na wala talaga akong masabi, Lord. I will not respond. I will not reply. His heart melted with godly sorrow. Kasi yung tatlong kaibigan, nung nagsalita sila, mali ang kanilang sinabi. Yun, nangatwiran si Job. Pero pag ang banal na Espiritu Santo ang nagsabi, walang marereply ang tao. Look at John chapter 16, verse 8. John chapter 16, verse 8. That's why when we deal with people, we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, because when the Holy Spirit of God is doing the convicting, there's nothing man can say. John chapter 16, verse 8. Notice what the Bible says. John 16, verse 8. And when He is come, that's speaking of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is speaking of the Holy Spirit. When He, the Holy Spirit, is come, He will reprove the world. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. Yung Holy Spirit pala ang nagre-reprove. Ibig sabihin ng reprove, kinokorrect or kinokonvict. Ikaw ang nagkasala. Ikaw ang mali. Ay, oo nga, oh. Talagang mali ako. Ay, oo nga, ang sama ng pakiramdam ko. Pangit pala yung ginawa ko. Ako ang mali. The Holy Spirit is the reprover, not you and me. We're vessels. We're just instruments. Kaya dapat we are filled with the Holy Spirit of God para pag nagbigay tayo ng witness, yung witness natin, nasa Holy Spirit yung power. We're just vessels. And so He says, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness. Sin. So sasabihin ng Holy Spirit sa tao, you are a sinner. You're vile. You're wrong. You're a sinner. And of righteousness. You're not right. You don't do right. And you have no righteousness. And of judgment. And more than that, you're under condemnation. You're under God's judgment. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. So kapag ang tao talaga na-expose siya sa faithful witness ng tao, yung Holy Spirit ang kumakausap sa puso niya, ay oo nga, makasalanan ako, kailangan ko ng katwiran at patungo pa ako sa impyerno dahil sa hatol ng Diyos. You see, all this is there. And it's the work of the Holy Spirit. God's reproof is unlike Job's friends. Because God's reproof and conviction is faithful and true. So kapag ang Diyos ang nag-convict sa heart ng tao, alam ng tao, totoo at tapat yung sinasabi ng Diyos. God is true, I am wrong. God is right, I am wrong. God is light, I am darkness. God is holy, I am vile. And you see this in Job. Job sees himself as vile. He is aware and convinced of his sinfulness. This is repentance. So here is a classic example ng repentance, no? So, repentance. Meron palang tatlong elemento yan. Merong mental, mind. May aspeto ng repentance, pumapasok muna sa isip. Ay, oo nga pala, no? Mali ako ang mali. Oh, parang gumising siya. Parang buong buhay ko, gumagawa ako ng mali, gumagawa ako ng kabalastugan, gumagawa ako ng kasalanan. Hindi ko namalayan na nasa mali pala ako. Hanggat pinakita sa akin sa Bible, ay oo nga pala, ako ang mali. All of a sudden, his mind, something clicks in the mind. Tapos, merong emotional. Emotional. This is your affection. Ito yung heart. Emotion, heart. Ay, oo nga, mali ako ang mali. That hurts me to know that I am wrong. Oh Lord, please forgive me. Oh, di may heart, may emotion na affect yung heart. Tapos, hindi lang yan. Meron pa yan, volition. And Brother Bill, ano yung volition? Will. Kalooban. Naapektuhan yung kalooban ng tao. I will do something about that. Yeah, I know I'm wrong. Boy, I feel it in my heart. I'm wrong. I sinned against God. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna turn to the Lord. So yung tatlong yan, yan ang requirements, yan ang makikita natin sa repentance. Now let's look at Job. Verse number 4, Job said, "Behold, I am vile." Job was aware of his condition. Was he emotionally affected? Was his affection moved? "I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hand upon my mouth." Mananahimik na lang ako, sabi ni Job. He was affected emotionally. And what about his will? He said, "I will put my hand upon my mouth." Hand upon my mouth. I'm not gonna say a word that's gonna justify me. I will not fight with the Lord. I will not contend with God. I will turn from myself to the Lord. That's will. "Once I have spoken, but I will not answer." Will. "I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further." Oh, dati, I tried to justify myself. Well, where did Job try to justify himself? Let's go to Job chapter 13. Job chapter 13. This is where Job tried to justify himself. Job 13, verse 22. Job 13, verse 22. "Then call thou, and I will answer, or let me speak, and answer thou me." So, wow, he challenged the Lord. "Then call thou, and I will answer." I will answer you, Lord. If you call me up to judgment, man, I can't wait to get up to judgment, because I got a lot to tell you, Lord. I'm going to answer you. I want you to show me that I am innocent. Go to Job chapter 31, verse 37. Job chapter 31, verse 37. So he said, "I spoke once, twice I spoke." And this is the second time he spoke. Verse 31. I'm sorry, chapter 31, verse 37. Chapter 31, verse 37. I would declare unto him the number of my steps. As a prince, I would go near unto him. I mean, if I can just have a second with God, I'll show up like a prince and tell God how great I am. Oh, whoa. But now the conviction of the Spirit is upon him. He says in his heart, you know, I'm not a prince. I used to think I was something. Now I know I am vile. I am vile. Vile. Tingnan mo ang chapter 19, verse 9. Job used to think he had glory. Job 19, verse 9. Job 19, verse 9. He had stripped me of my glory. See, Lord, you took away my glory. I had wealth. I had health. I had family. I had my children. I had my animals and my slaves. I was a very wealthy man. Man, I was glorious. Until God, you took it away from me. Look at chapter 29, verse 20. Chapter 29, verse 20. Job 29, verse 20. My glory was fresh in me, and my bow was renewed in my hand. My glory. You know what? Do you see a change in his mind? Do you see a change in his affections, his emotion? Do you see a change of will in his life? Yes, you do. All this was the ingredients of true repentance. So yung tao na hindi totoo itong tatlong ito, wala siyang repentance. Hindi siya saved. You can't be saved without repentance. Repentance is one of the first requirements of true salvation. So where do we see Job's repentance? We see him changing his mind about himself, changing his heart was affected by God's challenge. And we see his determination, I'm not going to justify myself. He did it with the three friends. And he endured Elihu, but he would not respond anymore to the Lord. And that is his will. So, tingnan natin itong tatlong ingredients sa mga repentance examples sa Bible. Look at Genesis chapter 6. God repented in Genesis chapter 6. Now, yung repentance ng Diyos ay example lamang para maunawaan natin kung ano talaga ang repentance. Ang Diyos ay walang pagsisisi na likas sa kanyang sarili. Hindi pwedeng magrepent ang Diyos kasi ang Diyos hindi siya nagbabago. Hindi nagbabago yung kanyang isip, hindi nagbabago yung kanyang plano, hindi nagbabago ang Diyos. Likas sa kadyosan, yung walang pagsisisi. Kaya lang, para may pakita sa atin kung ano ang pagsisisi, ang Diyos ay nagbigay ng example sa Genesis 6 nung siya ay nagsisi. So this is I hate to use a heavy word, but this will be your $1 million word for tonight. Anthropomorphism. God uses a display of what repentance looks like so that we can understand repentance. God does not repent in and of himself. In his nature, it is impossible for God to repent. He's not a liar like man that he should change his mind or repent. There is no repentance with God. There's no shadow of turning. Sabi ni James. So we know that in the divine nature of God, there is no repentance. However, because God wanted to show us what repentance is, he made himself an example and showed us repentance. Look at Genesis chapter 6. So we know the Lord made the world, and the world was full of sin. By the way, repentance has two objects. Dalawa ang object ng repentance. You repent from something, you repent to something. So you always repent from sin.
And you always return or repent to the Lord.
Okay? You always repent from sin or self, and you always turn to the Lord. That's true repentance. Having a change of mind, being affected in your heart with a determination to change. There's a will, a willingness to change. Now look at these three ingredients, and maybe these five ingredients, I don't know. Let's look at this. Genesis chapter 6, here's the Lord. Lord's anthropomorphic repentance, okay? Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 5. Genesis 6 verse 5. And God saw the wickedness of man. You see this? God saw the wickedness of man. He saw sin. So sin affected him in his mind, in his heart, and in his will, as far as what he observed. So, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Boy, that's evil. When you think about the world back then, let's say, how many people are in the world today? 8 billion people, okay? Mga ilang seconds, dadagdagin na yan. 8 billion people in the world today. And how many people were saved in Noah's day? 8 souls saved. So, 8 lang. So that means 8 billion people and only 8 people are saved. A majority of the people are not doing right. God saw sin. Now look, verse 6. It repented the Lord that he made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart. You see? It repented the Lord. I changed my mind. I should not have made man. And it grieved him in his heart. Now, look at what it says in verse 7. And the Lord said, I will destroy man. Do you see the three elements here? Mind, heart, and will. You see that here? Okay. So in God's anthropomorphic repentance, we have the mind and the heart, the affection, the will, all combined in his repentance. So this is biblical repentance. And we can look at all different kinds of example. We remember David, King David. Naalala ninyo si King David in 1 Samuel chapter 12. When Nathan came up to him and pointed his finger at him and said, thou art the man. What did King David say? I have sinned against God. His mind, he knew what he did. It was about sin. And he turned to the Lord and asked God for forgiveness, for cleansing. His heart was affected. Read Psalm 51. Yeah. So tingnan mo yung Psalm 51. Psalm 51 is an exposition of what he said to Nathan in three words. I had sinned. That's all he had to say to Nathan. But when he turned to the Lord, he said a lot of things to God. And you can read about it in Psalm 51. Ang dami niyang sinabi sa Panginoon in his heart. And did David change? Huh? Did David change? You betcha he changed. So David expressed true repentance. It was from sin to the Lord. Let's look at Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot. So naalala niyo si Judas? He knew he betrayed Jesus. Na-affect yung kanyang mind. Na-affect yung kanyang heart. Pero, did he repent? No. Kulang yung will. Imbis na he turned to the Lord from sin, anong ginawa niya? He turned to suicide. Instead of turning to the Lord, he turned to himself and his suicide. He had his mind was messed up. His heart was hurting because he betrayed the Lord. But he didn't turn to the Lord. He turned to suicide. Do you think he repented? That is not repentance. Kulang. What about Pharaoh? Naalala niyo si Pharaoh, challenge ni Moses? Sabi niya, I have sinned. Sinabi rin ni Pharaoh yon. I have sinned. He didn't know about the Lord. Sabi niya, who's the Lord? Oh, okay, now I know him. He was grieved in his heart. Oh, please get rid of these plagues. Well, I'll let you go. Just give us back, you know, the light. Give us back the water. Give us, help us out here. But did he change his will? No. I want those children of Israel back into slavery. Did he repent? No. He said, I have sinned. But there was no repentance. You see that? This is important. You remember the devils in James? The devils believe and tremble. They believe. They tremble. But are the devils in James saved? Why? Because they are not willing to turn to the Lord. So, they have no repentance. Kaya hindi saved yung mga devils. Kaya kahit yung tao, alam niya ang dapat niyang gawin at mayroon siyang konting affection na nararamdaman niya yung hapdi ng kamalian niya. Kung wala siyang will na bumaling at bumaling sa Panginoon, manumbalik sa Diyos, it will not work. There's no repentance. So when you deal with people, you look for these things. Do they know that they are a sinner? Do they feel that in their heart, that they have sinned against a holy God? And are they willing to change? If not, no repentance. See how easy this is? It's very easy. And we see this in Job. So Job's repentance is coupled with restitution. Job said, I will put my hand in my mouth. That's the same advice he gave his friends in Job 21 verse 5. You can read about it later. And he said, I will proceed no further. I have nothing else to say. I'm not going to correct the Lord. That's change of the will concerning his sin and turning to the Lord. That's what repentance is. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you for the wisdom you've given us in your word concerning Job and what repentance is and how we see it in Job's life, how we see it in other examples in the scripture. I pray, Lord, that we would use this, give us the insight when we deal with people to look for these things, that they would have complete understanding of what it means to be vile, to be a sinner, that they would have an effect in their heart, their wanting to do the right thing as a result of being exposed to the truth. And then help us to see a willful change that wrought by the Spirit of God, not by the flesh, but that they truly change. And we will rejoice when we see people repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask your blessing upon us now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.